Hey everybody, welcome to episode 55 of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Happy New Year. This episode is going to give you so much clarity on what your focus should be for the new year. Katie and I are going to walk you through an exercise of five questions. Now, this isn't going to replace you writing out your 10 goals, but it's going to give you so much clarity on what you should be focusing on. All right, let's get to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Hey, Katie. So we are recording this ahead of time, but how excited are you for the new year?
It's crazy that 2017 has already came and gone. It actually kind of hit me today being at work. I've been there long enough in my new position that I've seen patients before they've gotten their surgery, after their surgery, and now like 6 months post-op, which is in the bariatric world, I mean, that's where they lose the majority of their weight. So seeing people transform and just, I'm like, oh my gosh, time is flying by. It's crazy.
I actually had a similar realization today. I was reading this awesome blog post about this girl's 2017, and I thought, wow, I've had a crazy 2017 too, because of like Sammy. And I'm like, wait a second, no. Sammy was born in 2016. This has been like the second year of her life for the most part. So that was a weird realization, because my 2016 and my 2017 have just been very huge.
With that being said, I think both of us, I mean, you're going to have a new baby, hopefully by the time this podcast is released. So I'm super excited to talk about 2018, because I have a feeling it's going to be another pivotal year.
Yeah, and Katie and I were just talking, but before we started this episode, that these questions kind of make us feel uncomfortable talking about them to a large audience, because number one, your goals should freak you out, so there's that, but also because we don't have all the answers to exactly where we want to be and exactly how we want to get there, but we want to be real with you guys, and that's how some of you are probably feeling as well, so together, we will crush it. 2018.
Part of it too is, I think doing things like this holds, at least for me, holds me accountable, because I should write my goals every so often, but sometimes even we who love to do it get out of our routine, and so it's good to keep us in check for what's coming up. As you're listening, we want you to ask yourselves these questions. So we are going to ask each other them and give our answers, but if you're listening while you're working out, while you're driving, kind of think of these answers in your own head. Maybe put us on pause if you need to think on it a little bit longer. Write these down. You know, I think it's really going to make a difference by reflecting on these questions. First question, Lauren, what would have to happen in order for you to be, quote unquote, killing it in 2018?
Yeah, for me to say that I was killing it in 2018, and this is very specific, and I want everyone to be very specific with how they answer this too. But for me, it would be making $3,000 a month with an online business. This would be huge for me, specifically because I know I'm not going to be able to focus on this goal for the first couple of months of 2018 because my life will be in limbo with this new baby. So what this really means for me is, like, I would be making $3,000 a month in some online business that I can do, but still have my priority be being with my two girls during the bulk of the day. Okay, Katie, what's your definition of killing it in 2018?
First, I have to answer, when we were going through these questions on our own, Lauren and I kind of type our notes before our podcast, I kind of had a weird realization that my goals have been the same for a while. And so it's kind of frustrating, but also it makes me think, okay, is this the right goal? Am I just really persistent, or am I moving too slow? So you may be in the same situation if you're listening, but I kind of came to this realization with myself, is that if I'm still working towards this goal, then it must be important. Otherwise, I would have moved on to something else. So I think they shift a little bit, but I'm going to keep with it because it feels right. So for me to be killing it in 2018, I would have to be also like yours, it's financial to some extent. I would have to be making enough with my side hustle, plural, in order to go full time as an entrepreneur. So for me, that means my demand, I can't keep up doing both, that I would have to transition. I think step one of this would be transition from a full-time clinical dietitian to part-time to allow more time for my entrepreneur side hustles and then eventually make the full-time shift.
We have to remember, whenever we are recording our episode for 2019, we have to listen back to this because it'll be super fun to see what we were doing a year ago. So, question number two, what's going to make the difference this year for you? So this is asking about like a behavior or a habit, something that is either holding you back or that you need to implement and you know you need to implement to really make this goal and this reality come true. So for me, it would mean scheduling set hours of uninterrupted time to work on my business, because I know that's what's going to be getting in my way, is me trying to get stuff done through the day and be like half there and half with my kids. And that's just not productive. You know, you can spend all day getting such a small little thing done if you're distracted, but I know to really move the needle, I need to be setting aside a specific set of time each day. And maybe it's not the same each day, but it's specific time so that I can get a lot done and be undistracted. What about you, Katie?
That's such a good point of kind of the difference of being busy all day versus actually being productive. So mine is kind of similar. I think at this point in my career or life, whatever you want to call it, I feel like I have most of the behaviors down close enough, you know, always still working on every day, a lot of the habits in place. But for me, it's actually working my plan. So what I mean by that is I plan out my weeks. I plan out this is what I need to get done on a small scale, right, day to day, but also grander scale, like by this month, by this date. But I think I need to get better at working the plan, meaning making it maybe a little bit more realistic where I'm at right now, but actually just keep moving more consistently. I make baby steps, but it's more like every other day or every week. And I'd like to be able to make those baby steps and work the plan every single day.
So, follow-up question for you. So you're always writing out a plan, but you're not always executing it?
Yeah, so I feel like I'm always gathering information and writing things down and making a plan. Not that, I don't want to say that it's fear or perfection. I know we've talked about this a lot, that things need to be perfect before I implement the plan. So I don't know, maybe it's accountability, and that's something that I need to take pen to paper and sort it out in my head, but of just taking action, implementing.
Gotcha, that makes sense.
Lauren, you said scheduling your set hours. Now, it's hard to predict the future with two baby girls. It's going to be organized chaos, right? So what's going to be really your first step towards making this big, hairy 2018 goal a reality?
So for me, and because I'm going to have a baby like right before the new year, probably, I am taking 6 weeks of maternity leave with my coaching job. And then with this podcast, you know, we're kind of taking a little bit of a break recording because we have pre-recorded stuff. But I plan on really giving myself like 3 months to get my life in order. And then I know if I can jump into this goal earlier, I can, but I'm not pressuring myself to find the balance before it's there. So that's first things first, is I'm really giving myself 3 months to just not even think about this goal, which is so funny. I mean, I know myself and I know I will get into it before I have the time, so I'll have to manage that. But, you know, that's just what it's like with me in this part of my life. So that's my like first step, I guess. But then my second big step will be really nailing down how I can help people, whether it's like more in the fitness world or more in like the mindset world, really nailing down how I can help people, because that's the thing that's been holding me up and holding me back, I guess, is just not being clear on what exactly I can offer people. So figuring that out and then running with it, because I like kind of figure it out and then I don't do anything about it. So figuring that out and then running with it, that is my first big step. What about you?
Well, first I have to commend you on that, because I think it's hard for a lot of people to give themselves permission to, number one, be present, right? You're going to have a brand new baby. Those days, months, you will never get back. And removing the pressure, right? Removing the pressure from what you have going on, being realistic with where you're at, what season of life, and know that that's okay. You know, these big goals, they're going to happen. And it's about persistency. Is that a word? Persistence and consistency over time, not just going all in. So I love that. The first step for me would be making my plan, but more focused. So I think chunking down even smaller goals and finding help. I have some help, but I am not the best at delegating. And I think I just kind of put everything on the back burner. I think I need to embrace help more, embrace the fact that I will be able to do more with more help versus doing it all on my own, losing sleep, losing sanity.
I totally agree with you there for your instance. Like, you have a full-time job and you're trying to really create a full-time side hustle. So help is just, has to be your best friend. And in an episode that we recently recorded that'll be released after this one, we talked to another entrepreneur, and he talks about how when he brought on people, it just made his business explode. So it's like, we've learned this lesson. So many people have told this, and it's so hard to implement. I mean, you've done it better than I have, and it really is hard to implement.
And the thing with me is that I've implemented it and I haven't had success. You kind of take one step forward, three steps back. And that's kind of how it's been, I feel like, with this whole process. But giving yourself a little grace and just saying, breathe, it's okay, I'm still moving. Even if it's different directions, I'm still moving in that general forward direction. Question number four. Lauren, how will you know that you've made progress? So what is going to be your midway point, your report card? How are you going to track this?
So I'll know that I have made progress when I have some sort of paid product that someone has bought. And I say someone, which makes me laugh every time, because that's just like the first step. One person has to buy it. And in my mind, it has to be like someone that's not buying it out of pity because they're related to me and or their name is Katie Hake. So it has to be like someone unique has bought it because they're going to use it. That's when I'll know that I have made progress on this goal.
When I first launched my nutrition course, which that's a step forward, 10 steps back kind of project, my brother was the first person to buy it. And sorry, Joe, if you're listening, love you, but sometimes our family members don't always like to listen to us, or they do go and do crazy things and you're like, it's fine, I'm over here, I know nothing about my area of work. And yeah, and then he said, when do you want me to send you I could go on, but yeah, he was my first customer. Thank you, thanks for the support, but ugh.
We are just so ungrateful. I mean, all of our family members are buying all of our courses, and no, I'm kidding. Okay, so what is your midway point going to be?
For me, I'm definitely going to need to put an alert in my phone. I do this every time we go to a live event. I put an alert in my phone for 6 months or 3 months that just reminds you, hey, you had this going on. Check in with yourself. Are you still working on this? What happened? Kind of a give yourself a report card, like I said. But for me, when I have a waiting list for clients, meaning I just don't have enough time and there's a demand for clients, whether in person, online, because that's really my goal. I want to help individuals and groups with my services as a dietitian and a fitness professional, right? So that'll be a big change. And then kind of putting some numbers to this is when I've paid off half of my student loans, because that's another, of course, big step, I think, for any college graduate or adulting is, okay, if I can pay off my loans, I mean, that would be huge. That would be another indicator of killing it, because it's like, what I'm doing is working, and it gives you that confidence of being able to leave a full-time job to become an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I love that you brought up student loans or, you know, any kind of like big financial that you have, because Number one, I did pay off one of my student loans in 2017. Woohoo! Because if you guys recall from last January when we recorded a New Year's type episode, that was my focus was finances. So I'm like, okay, there is at least one win there. But when thinking about 2018, it was really hard to think of like what my one thing would be, whether it would be student loans or it would be like David's going to need a new car this year. And we've started talking about that. So it's like there's a lot kind of in limbo for David and I that I'm like, oh, I wonder what's going to be the first thing financially that will feel like a success whenever we're able to do that. Okay, so last question. How is this going to change your life and how are you going to celebrate? Now, this question is really important because it helps you really visualize and put yourself in the mindset of this is going to happen and I'm going to celebrate it because it's a huge ass goal and I know it's going to happen. So, Katie, how's it going to change your life and how are you going to celebrate?
When we went through our notes for this, I left this blank because I kind of got scared. I was like, I can't handle this right now. I don't know what I was doing, but I was like, I can't handle this right now. Anxiety. Oh my gosh, that can't happen. And so I had to take a step back because like Lauren said, putting it in reality of what's this going to be like, it's very, very hard for me to imagine leaving a full-time position at the age of, gosh, how old would I be then? 26. It's scary. And part of me is all those negative thoughts come into my head, like, there's no way, you can't do that, you can't make X amount in 1 year, what about what's going on in your current role, what are people going to say, what are the people in your field, family, friend, blah, 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 all these different things run through my head. So after I kind of let that process a little bit, it would change my life a lot because it would mean, number one, financial freedom. I think every young adult like doesn't even know what that feels like, right? To be able to buy a new car, buy a house, you know, things from that source. Really, I think where a lot of people start feeling like they can live their life and you feel like a successful adult. So that's number one. That's huge. Having that independence of just like hashtag girl boss, buying all the Lulu I want. Just kidding. I'm dreaming big here. So yeah, that number one, from that standpoint, the confidence and the, what are the words, just not pride, but oh my gosh, you did it, right? Kind of celebrating your wins. And then just the freedom, I think, and the ability to make my own schedule, live life the way I want to do it. That's something I've always struggled with. And ever since work, I act like I've been in the work field for forever, but we've been working on these things since college and being our own boss and make your own hours. And that's just always been a huge goal of mine. So to have that actually happen would mean peace. It would mean fun. It would mean all sorts of things.
And like what you just said, it would mean that all of this work, 3-4 years of work, paying off. So that really would be, whoa, a huge sense of pride in yourself. Like no one else will understand, maybe besides me, like will understand what that actually means because you've been working behind the scenes for so long. So yeah, love it. That makes me so happy.
I think too, and this goes for everyone, when you accomplish a big goal, you kind of have that sense of, I mean, yes, people helped you get there, absolutely. But that feeling of, oh my gosh, I did this. I set this goal and I can cross it off my list. Lauren, what, so much of your life is going to change in 2018, but how would this goal specifically impact your life and what's a way that you would celebrate it?
So because my priority and my main focus is on being a mother most hours of the day, well, every hour of the day, but being a focused, present mother, because that's my main focus, if this goal comes true, that means that I'm really also fulfilling this career and driven side of myself. Because although I absolutely love being a stay-at-home mom, there is part of me that is left unfulfilled in that. And in having this side business, online side business, will then fulfill this other part of me that's my professional side and using my brain in a different way. And the way that I would celebrate is by doing something special specifically with or for David, because he supports me in every single way imaginable and is just the best husband and the best dad. And so I would definitely want to do something with him or for him, and I don't exactly know what. Plus, I wouldn't even want to say it on the podcast because he probably would hear it. But, you know, I don't know if it would mean a vacation or if it would mean like buy him a new car outright. I don't know what exactly it would look like, but it would definitely have him in it.
Yeah, we have to be careful because in our heads, no one listens to this podcast, but then David will tell us things like, hey, XYZ. And we're like, oh, you listen? So David, if you're listening, you're super dad and we appreciate all that you do. And it's important too, Lauren. I think it makes you a better mom. It makes you a better person. I think anyone, when you always put other people first, right? That's just the nature of you now, you know, as being a mom. But, you know, doing things that make you happy makes you a better mom, better wife, better XYZ, fill in the blank.
Totally agree. And I have to remind myself of that. Okay, awesome. Well, we hope that you guys will walk yourself through these questions and really give them a lot of thought. We'll post the questions on our Instagram post so that you can have them visually. But go through these with this big goal that you have for the year. And what I would do is I would write my 10 goals first and then choose that big one to then go through these questions with.
If you want to know more on goal setting, scroll back to some of our previous episodes. We've done a lot of episodes on goal setting and making your dreams happen. So maybe you just go on a binge listen of soaking up all the motivation to write these scary goals and freaking make it happen. 2018.
And if we can help you in any way get to your goals, please let us know. We would love to participate in any way we can. So definitely reach out if you think that somehow we can help you with this.
I just thought of an idea. We should totally do some sort of like Fit Friends happy hour mastermind goal setting thing, like how we recently did a Miracle Morning challenge on Facebook. Totally free. Like, this is just for, like, you have to want to just better yourselves. Like, that's the only requirement. You have to be funny and have a sense of humor. But we could have a Facebook group with our Fit Friends happy hour, and maybe that's the happy hour. I don't know. The wheels are turning.
I love that idea, and maybe that would be good for February when people might lose a little bit of steam. We'll definitely have to think about that idea in progress. Well, in the meantime, we hope that you guys have a freaking awesome first day of the year if you're listening to this on the first. But have a great day, whatever day you're listening to this, and find us on Instagram as always, Fit Friends Happy Hour. Write us a review on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget, you can also listen to this on Stitcher and Spotify, and we will talk to you guys very, very soon.
Bye. Happy New Year.
Bye.